This podcast replay is brought to you by KSDT CPA, one of South Florida's largest and one of the country's fastest growing accounting firms. KSDT CPA is a full service firm that also excels in crypto. Visit them at KSDTCPA.com or call 305-670-3370.
All right. How about this? You know the NFL prints money? Well, let me show you what they're doing now. Judging by the NFC Championship game between the Niners and the Eagles, it's going to be an excellent football game, they say. Why? Well, because the allotment of tickets reportedly sold out in minutes. I think it's more because of the teams, not because it's got sold out. But, hey, whatever. Secondary market prices are seeing an astonishing climb, a Bitcoin-like climb. Tickets for Sunday showdown at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia are selling for, what do you think? Well, they're the average price right now. They're selling. God damn, you're good. $2,468. He said $2,500. $2,468 averaged early in the week, making it the most expensive conference championship ticket ever tracked by the industry. The clash specifically sparking huge sales for secondary ticket marketplace StubHub. Ticket sales for the NFC Championship game are currently double of those of the counterpart matchup in the AFC between Cincinnati and Kansas City. Overall sales are currently on par with last year's NFC title game between the Niners and the Rams, which was the best-selling NFL game of 2022 outside of the Super Bowl. Sales for this year's divisional round doubled last year, with the 49ers and the Eagles home games serving as two of the best-selling bunches. Is that crazy or what?
Wait, so the NFC is doing better than the AFC?
Mahomes' injury? I don't know.
But did you see, I don't know. You're going to cover the championship games today at all or no?
What do you mean?
Did you see the line?
Yeah. What about him?
He went back to KC minus one after he walked. He did the press conference, he jumped back up.
Yeah, minus one.
Yeah, I just wonder if...
Yeah, it was a good acting job by him, by the way.
Oh, my... There's no way. There's
Like he was... Like, he. They must have numbed that for the moment and taped it up strong. And then he walked in and out and acted like nothing. They knew that we were going to follow every footstep of his, just like what we did with Willis McGahee. When Willis McGahee got his knee bent inward in the championship game, and we were at the combine, and he comes out of the field that connects with the convention center, and he comes through the curtains, and the media used to wait there. The podium, I shit you not, is at least 200 yards away, okay? Maybe 150, let's say. So he comes out of it and he walks all the way down the convention center hall, turns into the media room, and it's in the back of the media room, the podium, and he walks up and stands there, and everybody followed him. There must have been cameras all over. I'm sure there's some YouTube video of him at the combine, and it was the biggest freak show because the national championship game was like 5 months removed. Yeah. And here's the guy just like walking like, you know, nothing. no limp and like, whoa. And then that's when, you know, Drew played the phone thing and he made it into the first round with the Bills, I believe, actually, if I'm correct, right?
I believe he was drafted by the Bills.
I think he was drafted by the Bills. And so the rest is history. He had a pretty much, I could argue that Willis McGahee had a Hall of Fame career. And so the Mahomes thing just reminds me of that moment. They knew it, we know it, that we were going to do it. So off the podium or in the practice field when he was doing that you know, the leg high thing and all that. And because they only allow you in there for a couple of minutes. So I'm thinking like, okay, they allow him for a couple of minutes. And after that, he went running to the trainer.
Put him in the training room.
Or actually a golf cart came, picked him up and took him away and nobody saw it, you know. All right,
get him ready for the press conference. Get him ready for the press conference.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to play, dude. You got to play.
Man. You know. That Bengals defense, though, looks.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.